Welcome to the Podscure Dental Cast, the number one podcast in ugly costume redesigns, consisting of too many lines, mandarin collars, and unnecessary armor plating, because you really, really miss the early 90s, really badly. I'm Aaron, artist of The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Abe, writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Nick, other writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Travis, other writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
My name's James, the other writer of The Obscure Gentleman. Yama's not here again today. He had to go to Hamsterdam to re-up Bodhi.
Oh, snap!
I have no idea what that means, but it did get Travis to say, oh, snap. So.
It's The Wire.
The Wire.
All right.
Well, you're talking about Mandarin collars? Like the Mandarin from the Fireman? Like the
Let's get to what your intro
okay,
is all about.
Mandarin collars are, they're high collars that have sort of a V shape. They're because they come from the Orient.
But that's cool.
That's racist.
Can we say Orient?
That's racist.
You know, you can say Orient as long
as
it's...
You can say items are Orient. Add an AL to
as long as you don't call a person Oriental or...
The rugs, they're Oriental rugs.
Yeah.
I thought those were ornaments.
Joey, if you're listening, can you answer this question afterwards, please? I'd appreciate it.
It's true. But okay, the gist of what I was saying in my intro was about the new 52 and the redesigns mainly done by Jim Lee. Who he tends to overdesign all his costumes and add lots of armor plating, lots of seams and lines, and this is because he comes from the 90s school of design, I would say.
But the Superman costume looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what you say. I love Jim Lee's art, and it's amazing.
I like his art. I think he's a great artist, but I really don't think he should be designing.
But in the comic,
Aquaman looks?
In the comic,
he looks the same.
Isn't he wearing his Kryptonian armor?
It's Kryptonian armor.
Then that makes sense.
But at the same time, Superman doesn't need armor.
No, but he's wearing it's just paying homage to his family, basically.
Amish.
Technically, but
Amish.
How he discovered the armor was
when you play. Aaron, listen. When you play Amish, when you're paying homage to people, you got a beard and a hat, and you only drive a buggy.
At first, I thought that it was going to be him paying.
He didn't even
respond to that. Wait, real quick. Why don't Amish people got mustaches?
I don't know.
They don't grow.
Is that a thing for the devil? It's the devil's
the devil does have a mustache.
Well, in my mind, the devil would have a mustache.
I know this is a question for the 10 people listening, but if you're Amish, I mean, the odds are you're not Amish listening to the podcast, but can you answer that for us?
Wait, would it be because of a demon or a devil?
I don't know. Joey, can you answer this one as well as the regular question?
Back to the Superman thing. Originally, I thought it was going to be for his Kryptonian heritage.
Do you miss his underwear? Is that what you miss?
Yeah, what's your problem?
I kind of do, but I've seen some designs where he doesn't have it, where I'm okay with it. Certain artists do draw the armor a lot better than Jim Lee actually does, I think.
Oh, you son
no,
of a
no, bit. they do. But what I'm saying is the whole Kryptonian... Nick's making a strange face right now.
It's a beautiful face.
My main issue is how... Yeah, you said the Kryptonian heritage thing. But in Action Comics, how he discovered it was he sort of just crashed into an area on the ship, put it on... And that was it, because he was fighting Brainiac.
Is it
because
you can't see his dong as well?
No, it's just...
No, codpiece, not...
My issue is that it's armor, and he uses it to protect himself when it sort of lowers his, power level. He's Superman.
What do you mean lowers his power? No, because look, he came to that planet not knowing that he was going to be this Superman, if you would.
Him getting punched by a supervillain doesn't tickle. He still needs protection.
What if it did, though? Let's talk about it.
Every time he got hit, just like...
Well, pre-crisis, it wouldn't have hurt him like that. But no, I mean, it's just... Superman with armor just seems strange, because it's... You have Superman, the guy who's supposed to be extremely powerful.
He just wants a cool outfit. What if it's that?
Are you talking about Power Man?
No, I'm not
5,000?
What?
Or is it 500?
It's 5,000.
To the five of you, that's Rob Zombie's little brother.
Okay, you just Spiders so you're saying we lost five people in this horrible Superman outfit talk. Is that what you're saying?
No, but this kind of applies to all the costumes. I think a lot of them are over-designed and look a little strange. I like how a lot of artists are starting to tone them down a bit, get rid of the unneeded lines and stuff like that.
I like all the lines myself. I think the only things that I'm not a fan of are when he adds a trucker hat or a 90s Goldberg tattoo. I think they're called tribals, I believe. I know they're called tribals.
He does
that?
A few characters to make them more hip.
Well, what if they're assholes and they got tribal band?
I just think they're supposed to have lines in your stockings.
I'm not saying everyone in the tribal band is an asshole, but most of you are.
No, he was giving
and you know you are.
Giving characters trucker hats and then you have Rob Liefeld in charge of redesigning certain characters also.
Who's got a trucker hat?
Red Arrow has a trucker hat.
While he's fighting?
Oh, yeah, okay, he wears a trucker hat.
Well, when you fight, you need a trucker
hat. Is it backwards?
And he has a tribal tattoo.
Is it? Oh, shit. Well, he's an asshole,
Is he still doing heroin?
They kind of had it to where they're hinting that he did heroin at one point. So he still has that in his
past.
He's
doing ecstasy. They're changing up his story.
I really don't understand why Speedy in the first place was this young kid who did heroin. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
It was a kind of a cool
story.
No, it
wasn't. It was cool because all they were doing was all this bullshit back in the day, and now he's doing heroin. It's a little kid doing heroin. It's stupid.
Well, he was like...
That's pretty extreme, though.
He wasn't a little kid. He was like 17, 18 when he was doing heroin back then.
Well, whoever drew him like a little petite... sweet looking boy. So,
that would be Neil Adams you're referring to.
Well, yeah,
and he's lost his mind recently.
He just shows a picture of a Spider-Man's back and made this face like
and his neck
like good.
So. No, but the costumes are just some of them are just overdone. Like Midnighter has a chin spike and
Midnighter died a long time ago.
And a
he's very much alive.
No, I stopped after Millar's run, and I don't care about them anymore.
Pretty much to me, I haven't read a DC comic in probably 12 years. So
or watched
it
DC Cab.
DC Cab
with Adam Baldwin, Jane.
Oh shit! Oh.
Gilmar and Mr. T.
No, just Jane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that DC pretty much doesn't exist anymore to me.
As far as for me, I'm sort of I used to be a big DC fanboy. Not so much anymore.
The shoes?
I love those shoes. High quality. You should all purchase DC shoes.
Boy, they're not paying us.
I'm pretty sure we're sponsored by DC shoes today.
But the only things I'm kind of enjoying from DC are anything by James Robinson, which is The Shade, and Earth 2. There's a lot of controversy
going on. Sounds
like
a basketball player. James
the
Robinson.
The Shade? Oh, James Robinson. His stuff is kind of actually cool because it's sort of separated more from the... main stuff.
I'm pretty sure Travis just whispered something racist, but I'm gonna ignore it.
but I'm sort of disenfranchised from DC these days. And
did you just say disenfranchised?
Yes, I did, because that's... If any of you keep up with me on Twitter...
Then you know he loves the word disenfranchised.
No, you know that I really am not happy with DC these days. And I'm...
Like you're angry at the politicians?
They piss me off, all those people on Capitol Hill.
Are you serious?
That silence.
No!
Is it serious?
No,
see, that's what happens when Nick keeps putting a baby safety thing in his mouth and not paying attention. He thought Aaron actually wanted to rant about Washington, D.C.
I did.
But I like Marvel a lot more these days, and looking at their back catalog, I was kind of stupid for not liking them more in the first place, I'm starting to think.
And this segment was brought to you by Aaron... being weird.
Well, you know, because Marvel's awesome.
They actually are. I mean, make my Marvel these days now.
Alright, well that seems like a good place to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Comics, so I guess we're going to segue into talking about the recently
you
announced.
You don't announce a segue.
Fantastic
bro.
Segue.
Well,
into
I mean,
it.
We're going to talk
by
about
segue,
the.
He means ride one of those scooter things.
We're going to talk about
security
the...
guards. You segues.
Peanut Blart and.
Peanut Blart and jelly.
Peanut Blart and jelly.
If you haven't heard,
that's how he says it.
Warner Brothers announced a JLA movie, that they're trying to rush into production.
So. Russian?
It's going to be Russian in production.
All right, so
it's that's going to
are
happen.
They are. Are
if
they
you haven't
using...
heard, he's using a different voice than he did in the intro.
are they, I mean, how are they doing this? Obviously, it's not going to be done like Marvel did.
Well, what they said is that Superman was going to be phase one of the plan.
So they're going to make a Superman movie.
Yeah, well,
when are they going to do this?
That's coming out
it's
in 20...
Man of Steel.
So it's going to be a different one.
Man of Steel coming out 2013 with Henry Cavill.
Are you dealing him like you're a bad cop?
I don't
know. I feel like this is what I need to do.
It's coming out in 2013.
It's like Law and Order.
You're holding the lamp in his face.
It's coming out 2013 with Henry Cavill.
This isn't a murder. It was an accident.
They're saying that's phase one of the plan. And then from there, they're going to do... I think they said they're trying to go forward with Wonder Woman.
Weren't they going to make a Lobo movie?
Oh, that also...
Lobot? Lando Calrissian's sidekick.
No, Lobo.
For some reason, Lobo is going to be into a movie.
Young Bastich.
I don't know why, but... No, I'm not saying I hate Lobo.
He's
it's
the
just,
main man.
How are you going to be...
You talking about wolves?
Yeah, Los Lobos. I'm talking about Los Lobos. No, but they're going to do that. And then they said they would make the JLA movie. And they said they're trying to get Ryan Reynolds back. But their plan is this. Instead of talking about...
He's laying it down right now.
I wish you could see his hands because he's casting a fucking magic spell on him.
Instead of talking about the former Green Lantern movie, they're not going to deny its existence, but they're not going to exactly...
So they're Jeff Loeb.
Yeah, basically.
No one knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Jeff Loeb's crazy. But,
no, he's not.
He's gone.
I enjoy
a lot
of this stuff.
You know, now he's kind of...
You don't know.
Well, you don't know, you don't know. That's
I said, you don't know him.
They want to move forward with Green Lantern, but they said they want to sort of make the concept a little edgier, a little darker.
They're Incredible Hulk in it.
Wait, so you're saying this is Injustice, the video game?
No, but...
But how are they going to make Harley Quinn fight Superman?
I think we already had that conversation.
The plan for the movie is for that to be the main draw, and... Last week we talked about a JLA video game that was coming out, just in case some of you don't know what the hell we're talking about.
You're so weird, Aaron.
Why are you so weird?
I was born that way. You can't help it.
Alright, so
like Lady
Gaga.
Yeah.
They're gonna do like a reverse Marvel thing where it's mainly gonna spin out of Avengers where they spin off all their characters. Yes, I move my hands a lot.
Are you making a blanket? Are you doing one of that game where you put strings on your hands?
How to make an American quilt.
I don't think that's a game, is it?
I'm sure. Any of you ladies out there who play...
When elementary school girls did have that.
Yeah, they used to put their hands in and do all the weird
things.
Hot
cross buns?
No.
Hot cross buns.
So anyways, so they're making this Justice
League
movie.
Hey, was our flute teacher...
And it sounds like it's going to be a great idea.
Our flute teacher, Mr. Thompson...
I had him!
Was he a molester?
He looked like one.
He got come over in glasses.
I think he would have played that Kinect game where you're touching little boys.
I thought he was a blind man because he used to wear sunglasses indoors.
He didn't do that with us.
He did that with
us. Corey Hart wears them at night, so it's all right.
Yeah, he does. Wait, what's the rest of that? Corey. Why does he wear them at night?
So I can't see.
No, but, yeah, it's weird.
Don't mind the way and the mind. I don't know the actual words.
Back to the Justice League thing, they're...
Yeah, bring us back.
Yeah, they're reverse Avengering it, where they're hoping that this could...
Wait, if they're reverse Avengering it, they would make a JLA movie first.
They're hoping that making the JLA movie first will be a draw for their other movies.
Because, so the Hulk's got titties?
No. Okay, look. The main thing was Superman has already been in production
so
before they
planned. So then that's not reverse.
No, but...
Avengers.
It's like mid.
Now their plan is, you know what?
That's like reverse cowgirl.
We're gonna start with Superman. Hopefully he'll be the draw for that movie. And they said, yeah, they're gonna have a Batman in it, but of course it's not gonna be Nolan's Batman.
You don't know.
No, they clearly said.
Nope.
That. Abe, say that again.
They've said that.
No, yeah, no.
What Aaron's trying to say in the past 20 minutes is that
yeah!
they're gonna start with the movie and then spin off each character individually from
that. Yeah,
it's not gonna be the same character
except for Superman.
Except Superman.
Well, I don't even think it's going to be the same Superman.
Oh, no, no. They did. They said.
Oh, no, no.
They said that they want Henry Cavill sort of to be the main draw.
Didn't
that
guy play Jesus?
No, that was James Caviezel. And that guy saved.
He catches persons of interest.
Yes. No, what was that movie I saw?
Oh, with his dad talking
Dennis Quaid.
Him time frequency.
He saved Dennis Quaid's life.
Legion.
Frequency.
Went back in the
Spoiler
future.
Alert.
Legion.
Oh,
frequency.
Yeah.
Well, Legion.
Radio.
Like
essentially, what
it was radio.
No, radio is with Cuba Gooding Jr. playing a retard.
Oh! Can you say that?
Yeah, probably.
What?
Well, I just did.
No, is that going to offend people?
No.
You're physically able to say, you
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Why? Because, like, no Down syndrome people are going to be actually listening to this?
Oh, there you go. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable now. Aaron really wants to talk about this.
I love how this just took a turn. That's so fantastic.
For those wondering about where Batman and where Green Lantern
fit, I'm not wondering
this,
at all.
No, but you're not even sure. Like, this is just what they said, and you
based
don't know
what
order.
Based on the news I've read.
4chan.
No, not 4chan. Based on the news I've read on the random comic sites that I visit. Based on the
what
news.
Are these random sites? So you're not going to the same ones? You're just going to like random
no,
ones?
No, I go to like a select few ones. And based on
what are some of these websites?
A select few ones.
Like hope.net, which is one of the original porn.
He goes to a select few.ones.com.
Comic book movie news.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Comics Alliance.
FYI.
CBR, that's Comic Book Resources, and Newsarama. I tend to get a lot of my news from there. And but Variety is the one who leaked a lot of this stuff. And for those who don't know, Variety is.
No, but how'd you not eat hot dogs, Travis? But you just burped a hot dog.
He puts a lot of wieners in his mouth.
Wow. Oh, yeah, Travis, by the way, did you check your boner? Do you have a boner for this episode?
Hold on. Yep, nope, definitely no boner right now.
All right, that's where I just inspected it.
For those wondering what the Batman and where Green Lantern fit into this,
you already said this.
Wait, hold on. I'm not wondering.
Hey, where do Green Lantern and Batman fit into all of this?
Batman is being basically wiped away from continuity, so you don't have to worry about those movies. Green Lantern is sort of getting a half reboot when he fits into the Justice League.
This could all change in 5 years, though.
Yes, it can change. Well, they want this movie to come out.
As someone once said, if you could change, I could change.
We all change.
And then you know what? That's when the communism.
That ending made no sense to that movie.
Why?
What? Rocky saved us from communism.
Here's why it made no sense. Why the hell are the Russians cheering for someone who's not their guy?
No, wait.
Guy?
First of all, how come...
he won them over.
It makes no sense.
How come Rocky is even fighting Drago when he's clearly not in the same weight class, right?
That's some bullshit right there.
I agree.
Because
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any... That shouldn't even be a movie. And he shouldn't have fought Mr. T, not in the same weight class.
But he had one of the best
Chewbacca
fight
cops. Is a Wookiee.
No, but... The ending to Rocky IV, it's like why are the Russians cheering for the Americans?
You know why? Because it's probably a fucking movie, Aaron.
That's not true. It's real life.
He won them over.
Which is why he says, if I can change and yous can change.
In reality, they would have probably just started throwing
things at him. Why do Daleks look like shit? Yeah,
well, that's
how about that?
That's some bull-faced lies.
I like Doctor Who. I'm just saying they look stupid.
You know what? We just lost 10 people.
We only have 10 people.
They look like something the Ace of Cake made. Every time
I
look at them.
Wait, the Ace of Cake or Cake Boss?
Cake Boss. Either one.
Which one has the
cake?
5 o'clock
cake
shadow?
Cake Boss has pretty nice fondant work.
Wait, which one has the permanent 5 o'clock shadow?
I don't have a permanent 5 o'clock shadow.
Fondue, more like
fondant. All right, so real quick, this Justice League movie, look, it's not going to happen for a while. DC people are going to continue to
It'll probably be a mess, to be honest, like all of DC's shit.
Wait, you're being honest?
Yeah, to be honest, it'll probably be shit like most of DC's output.
This is the most I've ever heard Aaron talk
about.
What
about Smallville?
Or Arrow.
Travis watched all of Smallville.
Oh, wait.
In regards to comic books, screw this DC.
I
want to
hear him talk about Arrow.
Oh, well, maybe I was trying to segue into something, but you're clunking it up with your shit.
Smallville was bad.
No, so I mean, we all listen to comics here since.
Listen to comics.
Yeah, we all read comics.
Because we're deaf.
I listen to my comic CD.
Now you're taking that.
Wait, why could deaf?
Leave Sean alone.
Deaf people can read.
No, because he said we. Oh, yeah.
Shit. I think we all need to be loud and talk more over each other. Right? But
Jim really hates that.
Yeah,
he does, because everyone he mentions that
last week, because we recorded last week. I should
probably mention it next week too.
Yeah, I'll probably mention it next week in the next 40 minutes. Yeah, no. In the realm of comic books, I mean, obviously Aaron says how he used to be a DC fanboy and now he's a Marvel Jack Kirby fanboy. Hey, what do you read? Are you still reading anything? What are you a fan of?
Pretty much just Fables. I'm still reading Fable Super Team. Haven't finished that.
That was fucking remarkable. I love that.
I think I need the new Umbrella Academy. I think there's one of those.
Wait, that's out?
There's a new Dallas one.
Dallas.
Did you read Dallas?
That's the last one?
Dallas, yeah. I haven't even
read. Oh, then I'm caught up.
I read that one.
Then I'm caught up on that.
I've read the first one. I really enjoyed the first one. I never got to the second one.
The second one's good. I'll let you borrow it.
Okay, cool.
Are they doing a third?
They're doing like 15, they said. They announced it. They said in the next 5 years they're going to be doing it. And do you want to know where Green Arrow fits into all this?
He does?
Yeah, him and Batman.
In Umbrella Academy?
The Umbrella Academy.
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying what Aaron was saying that he kept.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, I was like
Green
Lantern.
Oh.
How does Green Lantern?
Same thing. No, but Fables, that's probably one of the only books I've read continuously that I think has been amazing throughout. There hasn't been one book I haven't liked.
I've tried to spin off on Jack of Fables. I've tried and tried, and I've gotten to book 5. But
oh, so you actually stopped, because I could not get into that. You let me borrow them, and I was just...
Yeah.
I zoned out.
Jack of Fable, is that still ongoing?
I think it's done.
I thought it was done.
I like
the crossover.
I like the covers, at least.
No, it's not
series.
After... It's still... Yeah, there's still
well,
a couple after the crossover.
You also got into, like, Green Arrow and anything by Judd Winnick. Like, you read Exiles, too, didn't you?
Yeah, but I got lost after a while. I think I got up to book 12.
I like Judd Winnick when he would cry about Pedro in the real world every episode because Puck would get him angry. That was my favorite part.
Was it me, Nick, was it me and you who met Judd Winnick at the... Was it Wizard World? I was there.
Wasn't that Comic-Con?
No, you were not there.
No, I didn't meet him. I saw him at Comic-Con.
You met him the second time then at Comic-Con.
No, we didn't meet him at Comic-Con.
No, we talked to him. We asked him, how come you're not in those real world?
And he said, because I'm too old. And then, meanwhile, he was wearing a hemp bracelet.
And crying about Pedro.
And yet he's, oddly enough, crying about Pedro, Puck had peanut butter on his hands.
No, but his hands are clean from the forearms up.
If this were a video podcast, you'd appreciate
it. When the hell is he going to release a new Barry Wayne?
Puck?
Barry Wayne movie coming in 2014.
Is it?
That'd be wonderful. Oh wait, but Jimmy Neutron stole from it.
Travis, what do you read?
What do I read?
Do you got? I know you're one of the only people here who actually reads comics still.
I will say this week
you technically do. I want to talk about
Avengers versus X-Men issue 5 came out.
How's that going?
It's pretty cool right now what's going on with them. I don't want to give spoilers though because I mean, there's people that are reading both, but the Phoenix Force did choose a host.
I know. I read who it chose. Yeah. And good luck to Submariner.
Namor. I also read Fables. Obviously, Fables is still good.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, who does?
Our microphone looks like a Cylon.
Didn't Chris
I'm sorry. It looks like a Frack.
I thought Fables got interrupted right now because Chris Robertson.
Chris Rock.
Chris Robertson left the title because of all that stuff that happened at DC.
The current writer
for Bill Fables?
Bill Willingham?
No, Chris Rock. Or was he doing a spinoff series?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Bill Willingham.
He's the guy.
Yeah,
he's
Then Chris Robertson's working on the spinoff thing, right?
Possibly the fairest.
Was
that the one with all the ladies?
That's the one, then, yeah.
Cinderella?
Cinderfella.
Yeah. Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's with Jerry Lewis. Not Lee Lewis, but just Lewis.
And I might be the only person still reading the Ultimate Universe, but that's still pretty interesting. I enjoy it. I am looking forward to the Spider-Man miniseries that Bendis is writing where Miles Morales meets the regular universe Peter Parker.
That looks pretty cool.
Meh.
I'm liking Miles Morales.
Way to shine me off. You might as well have said hasta la vista, baby.
I should have.
I think Miles Morales is pretty cool.
I'm going to catch up with the Avengers versus X-Men thing, but X-Force I really love. I really enjoy it. Let me borrow the Death... Not Death Clock, but the Death Lock. And the Dark Angel saga?
Dark Angel
saga. Those were fantastic. I mean, it made me love each of those characters even more. Phantom X and Deadpool. It actually made me really like Deadpool. Before, I really didn't care about him, but it's funny seeing them all interact with each other. And
plus, Phantom X made a Danzig reference.
Yeah, plus he made a Danzig reference, which made me...
say, yeah!
Yes. And go, ooh. So Nick, what are you reading right now besides Sports Illustrated?
I don't read Sports Illustrated. I just go on ESPN.com.
What do they call?
No, and
Tiger Beat.
Why do you do that? No.
The last comics I was reading, I would read all of Wolverine's comics and the Avengers, but I just stopped collecting them, and now I'll just read everything in trade paperback form while I'm taking a dump.
Yeah, while I get older, pretty much everything is just in trade form. This is James here. I just couldn't go every week buy a new comic, so I said, screw it. Once it's collected, I'll buy it and put it away in my garage after I'm done reading it. So
Travis jumping back in here, though, because speaking of Wolverine.
What just happened?
I don't know. I'm identifying my name.
I know, but just because a long time no one said who's who.
I'm aware. No, but because speaking of Wolverine, I also want to say Wolverine and the X-Men... is easily becoming one of my favorite new comics.
That's one I definitely want to collect.
That is awesome.
Jim just said that, and then Aaron said something, and then Travis said it again.
And for the,
just so you all know what's going on.
It's good, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And Nick was commentating on all that.
I think what's awesome is that Dupe is in it. Dupe's awesome.
Shut up.
You don't like Dupe?
I read the Ecstatics. Dupe is just fucking Dupe.
He's got his power energies on that one book we had, Marvel Encyclopedia, was crazy high.
But in it, he's like in the background all the time, and he's like...
He's the receptionist.
Yeah, and he's doing silly things.
That's all he does.
He's the receptionist as well. Occasion, he's a substitute teacher.
I'd love him, but I need to be cynical.
It's entertaining. No, it's funny, but that's not my main goal.
And Salvador LaRocca is an awesome artist.
He is awesome. He was on that X-Men run with Chuck Austin that people hated.
Wait, who's
the... It's not LaRocca doing the art right now.
Who's doing anything?
Wait, who's doing the art?
It's Bacciolo.
Oh, it's
oh no, it's
what did you it just goes say?
Back and Scott, forth Scott between ba- them and Scott Ramos.
Scott Bakula.
Bakula.
Scott Bak. Okay, everyone. And Ramos. Scott, real quick. Scott Bakula is drawing Wolverine and the X Men.
So. Dude from Quantum Leap and Star Trek.
Oh God, I can't even
and
remember his name.
And Men of a Certain Age.
There we go.
And Major League Back to the Minors.
And also the in the finale, he married Bree. Spoiler alert: in Desperate Housewives.
Oh shit!
Necessary roughness.
Necessary roughness.
He was
and
quarterback.
Major League Back to Main Minors.
We're all forgetting Captain Archer.
Someone said Star Trek already.
Oh, wow, okay. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks a lot.
Boy. All
right, we'll
clunk that up. I guess right now is an excellent moment to take yet another break.
Just Jim?
No,
he's
all
us.
I
guess I am.
He's gonna answer questions.
Well, you know, I mean, he's gonna read them off. I guess.
Okay, ask that's them. A Jim.
Oh,
yeah. He reads them.
That right, he also received off of the Facebook and the Twitter.
All right. Well, most of these questions
and MySpace.
Yeah, most of these questions are just about penises and sex. So, exactly. Hey, gentlemen, what's going on? All right, so this one's from Mike of the Dust Piggies. If you've been to our, Jesus. If you've been to our site before, one of our guest webcomics, Dust Piggies, was pretty insane. He's probably crazy. I think he's from England. Probably wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. But go check out his shit at dustpiggies.com. I believe it. Don't say 1, 2, 3, 4, Travis. Don't fucking say it. All right, so. So this one's from him.
He's mean.
Have you ever all whipped him out to debate whose was biggest? The answer is no.
Nope.
Yeah, no. I mean, mine was never whipped out for that kind of debate. It was just to prove no bonus.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But no, I don't think... Well, I saw Aaron's penis when he was a baby because he's my brother.
It was
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Abe likes to take us out at drive-thrus. But that's those are for greens. So, all right, next question.
No, really?
This one comes from Channy from Twitter, at Devil's Engineer. He says, obscure gents, who's on top? So to answer that, I guess that would be Nick since he's the lightest. That would be Nick because he's the lightest. Yes.
Was that good or that's bad?
Well, your penis isn't inside anybody, so I guess it's bad?
Wait, I thought wouldn't it be reversed since
he's on top? Oh, wait, so you're saying he's doing a reverse cowboy?
Oh wait, so that would mean I'm on top doing
like,
the.
It's like we're stacked, like that toy, that baby's toy with the.
Yeah.
Where you wait, put the rings
so
on. So the biggest person's on bottom.
But wait, are you on your back? Because the dude could be on the bottom, could be on his back with his dick in somebody, or the bottom dude could be on the floor and getting dicks in him.
I don't think anybody's dick. I think he just wants to know when we're laying on each other.
Oh, you're thinking this is like a cuddle party.
Yeah, not sexual, just if we're on each other.
Well, you know, Channy, I'd really appreciate a follow-up question.
Well, either way, I guess I'm on top.
Yeah, regardless, yeah, Nick will be on top, then Travis, then me, then Abe, then Nick, or...
Aaron.
No, Aaron, and I guess maybe Yama actually
on
top.
But Yama's taller than me.
But he's thinner than you.
Yeah, so...
He is. So you guys could actually just roll around and swap.
Okay.
So, all right, so I hope that answers your question, Channy. Next person, Chris Rubio.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, Channy Tatum asked us a question.
Chainum?
Christian Rubiano at Inkbot.
What is
it? 01. So Inkbot's a site that has many different web comics, so check that out if you would. But on Twitter, it's at Inkbot01. He asked, how big is too big, smiley face? Everyone's staring at me like I made this question.
How big is too big?
Depends on what we're referring
wait,
to.
Wait, what are we talking
bigger.
About?
Just answer the fucking question how you perceive it.
How big is too big?
Yeah,
well,
Nick?
I don't have a vagina. I don't know how much goes in there.
Well, see, why you always got to think about vaginas?
Well, what else is he referring to, really?
I thought we could be talking about
Nick,
weight?
Wait, like, Nick, answer the question.
Oh, wait.
How big is too big?
Well, a gummy bear that costs $12 and is the size of my head is too big. My gummy bear needs to be the size of my fist or smaller.
Is gummy bear what you call penises?
Is this code?
That is code word for a penis.
All right, Travis, how big is a penis for you? Or how big is it? What is it? I don't know. What is
what
it?
Big, what,
next,
how,
next question.
How big is a penis
next
for you?
All right, next question. This one comes from my arch nemesis on the internet, Gary Cohen. At Coincide, he does the webcomic Malville Rules. It's actually pretty good, so you guys should check it out. Or don't. It's up to you.
Wow.
No, dude, I'm joking.
Oh, shit, oh. Dude.
Wow.
I'm always joking with the guy.
I got a question for you.
But no, follow him on Twitter. He's actually really funny. So, at Coincide. He asks, please tell me there was an MBI. Travis, do you want to handle that one?
Yeah, it already happened. As you were, if you were listening, I currently do not have a boner.
Yeah.
Repeat, do not have a boner.
So, what's
right
an MBI,
now.
Travis?
Huh?
What's an MBI?
Mandatory boner inspection.
All right, good. Good, good, good. All right.
I got a question for you.
Huh?
What if you lose your boner? Dude.
Okay, you might hear us say this a lot. There's a website. It's called efucked.com, so with a K.
That, this is his plug.
And it's like silly porn stuff.
It's bloopers, practical jokes,
yeah,
and blunders.
Yes, pretty much.
But without Dick
Clark. There's one where they take all those college girls take girls to a college.
No, they
like,
take all the college girls.
they take some girls to a college campus and they have sex in front of all these dudes. And in one of them, the guys were heckling the porn star guy. And as he was doing his thing, guys in the background are yelling, "Dude! What if you lose your boner?" And they kept saying this. The guy got very upset. He got off the girl, and he was standing there naked, saying, "I'm a Navy SEAL, motherfucker!" And he said he was going to beat up one of the guys. The guy said there's 80 of them, and they'll kill him if he tries to step to him.
Did he lose his boner?
But did, you know what? I don't... It was there, but I wouldn't say it was fully operational.
Ha!
Because I would lose my boner, someone's yelling me, "Dude... what if you lose your boner?" I would probably lose my boner.
Oh, that's an excellent answer. Yeah. So there you go, Gary. Hope you're happy.
What I talked about it, I have nothing to do with this question.
All right, well, Lynn, this next question is from Lynn Andrews at Six Color Stories on Twitter. She also has this webcomic by the same name, Six Color Stories. We did a guest webcomic for them. I know I almost said West comic, but I did not. Right, you guys were all ready to fucking jump on me.
Wessels?
Yeah.
But I would jump on you from on the top.
But if Stanley comes home, whistle.
What?
Whistle?
Just keep going. Keep going. Right.
So this Friday. One is... It's actually a two-parter. First one, what is the quadratic formula and can you put it into a song? Because I can face with the tongue sticking up.
Nope.
All right. Maybe.
What now?
Hey, you got glasses?
Aaron, you got glasses too.
Y equals MX plus B.
Is that real?
That's slope formula.
I believed it because
the quadratic is...
Isn't it A sine plus B sine and C equals C sine or something?
Thanks a lot, Lynn Andrews. You just slowed this thing down. All right, well, she had an actual other question.
We're bad at math.
She had an actual good question. Real question from Lynn Andrews at Six Color Stories. Can you all agree on what you deem is the best band, or is there always a bloody brawl about it? Well, I mean, there's no doubt that we're going to say either Danzig or the Misfits, right?
No.
I would say the Misfits. Nick here.
Wait, are we talking about overall best band?
No, what's your favorite band?
No, we're talking about, like, high school bands. What's your favorite band, you idiot?
My favorite band is the Misfits.
Even though I went to Walnut, I prefer Diamond Bar Marching Band.
Yeah, they had those collars. They had those awesome collars that Jim Lee likes.
Mandarin collars?
Mandarin collars.
You know, when he was reading it, though, I thought he said Mandarin colors. With all those Mandarin
colors. Travis, what's your favorite band?
My favorite band? Oh, that's a...
The Offspring. He loves The Offspring.
No, I mean...
It's anything with Ska, right?
No, not necessarily.
Less than Jake.
Isn't it AFI? No.
Pennywise.
It's Atreyu.
Atreyu. No,
is that a band? Probably is.
Well, Atreyu is a band.
No, I know that.
Travis, what's your taste in music? No, let's go around the room.
I like a lot of different. I have a lot of different tastes in music, but if I had to pick a favorite band
and dongs,
it would be a toss up.
Just do three.
Three
just
different
three.
Bands.
Just do it, Matt. What kind
You're
of music do you like?
Just pick
what
three.
Kind of fucking bands?
Well, I like Strung Out. As I have a strung out tattoo.
Is that what that is? I thought you just like cards.
I thought you like Adams.
I also like the band Zebrahead.
What is that?
They're a band. They're
it's
not
obscure.
Ska.
Are they local?
They're not ska.
They're
they
obscure.
Are local, somewhat. They're Orange County.
Zebrahead.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And Less Than Jake would be the other side, which he's going to laugh now because of ska.
He loves ska. All right, well, that's Travis's picks, and obviously they're all wrong.
What, are we picking our top three or favorite?
Just pick top three and what kind of music you actually listen to. So, like, you and DMX and Kid Rock and whatever.
That's not true at all. And Katy Perry.
No. My favorite bands are Metallica, The Misfits, and...
You mean the Gem and the Hologram and the Bad Guys?
Yep.
Yes.
Misfits, Metallica, and Black Sabbath.
And what kind of music are you into? I mean, this
one. I'm pretty much like all music. I'm probably
you're like a female who says that.
Yeah. Nice. No, I got Elton John on my iPod.
You really?
You know what? That's my go-to too. When people say you, I said, look, I listen to everything. Elton John.
You know what? I got Lady Gaga on my iPod. Whoa. What? She's got good catchy music.
He likes modern pop because as long as it gets caught, like
as long as I could get stuck in my head and I could move to it, I will probably like it. But if I'm tough. Being tough, and I'm at the gym, and someone says, what do you listen to? Metallica. That's what I'll do. Even though it might be Elton John.
Earlier today, he said any song he could fist pump to is a good song.
That is a direct quote.
Abe.
My last name is Valencia.
All right. I didn't know if we were doing these last names.
It's on the website.
I'm going to give out social security numbers on the next episode.
That's on the website, too.
Oh, nice. That's weird, because I made the website. All right, Abe. Wow.
I like Hatebreed.
How can that be a top band of yours? I've seen them with you many times, but...
You've never seen them with me.
I've seen them with you. They opened for Slayer, remember? In San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
Slayer.
Yeah.
Fucking Slayer.
I like Slayer. Slayer, Rise Against is another favorite.
The Machine?
Yes. Rise Against the Machine. Often confused. No, Rise Against... And I do like my fair share of ska, Real Big Fish, who are still playing.
That's right.
I did see.
We went to a ska festival. That was actually the first time.
The first and only ska summit.
Yeah, but
in Vegas.
Also, that was the first time I went anywhere with my future wife, Kirsten. That was the first time we actually went anywhere. And
yeah, it was Vegas.
We went there and saw ska. I saw a lot of ska. And I did it mostly just because of my good friend Valencia was there and.
So then you didn't even call him to me, but you're talking about his last name.
And I do like Kelly Clarkson and a little Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Like, he actually likes them.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. It just brings a whole...
And Slayer.
Like, and fucking Slayer.
And fucking Slayer.
And
I could do without Metallica.
We did go to the Summer Sanitarium tour, though. Me, you...
I was there for Limp Bizkit, actually. I forgot. I was there for
Let's not admit these. Speaking of, there's a comic you need to write.
Limp Bizkit, Mudvayne. That's why I was there.
I've seen Mudvayne with you probably 15 times, and that's 15 times too many.
No, I didn't mind them.
And Slipknot.
If you've seen them so many fucking times.
Well, who was the other one that I just was fucking Deftones. Sucked and I had to go to the bathroom?
They're very, very
Sorry,
boring.
Todd Rohan.
No one's better.
But the Deftones are not good.
The guy doing Whippets next to us.
Yeah, the guy doing Whippets definitely
And then
loved
headbanging, no matter what the song was.
I've had to see Deftones before Ozzy. I've had to see them before Danzig. I hated Deftones. Maybe not Danzig, but I've seen them so many fucking times. And just they bore me. They're just fucking horrible. I'm sorry. All right. Aaron,
we all have different tastes, as you can see.
Aaron, so what? Whatever band you've copied off of me that I like,
I sort of count Misfit Samhain Danzig.
Well,
almost,
I do. I copied off all.
I sort of count the Misfit Samhain Danzig almost as one under like the Glenn Danzig branch.
Yeah, anything. Yeah,
that's basically what I do. But
that's what he does.
That's what I do. That's me.
Jim made me take off a Megadeth T-shirt when I was 12 years old. Call me a poser. I couldn't wear that.
I did. I was a serious long hair.
And he didn't let me. And I was like, okay, so all right, I'm never gonna wear a male T-shirt again.
You know, but I saved him because kids, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be like me.
But as for other bands, I mean, it's not only metal and punk or anything else too. Because
you like gypsy music.
I do like Gogol Bordello.
Gypsy
rock. I like
them
a lot.
Isn't that a fancy chocolate from...
I wish it was. On top of that, like Judas Priest, The Beatles, Led Zeppelin. I'm really into David Bowie a lot.
So the Brits.
Well, that'll explain your hair and all the glam rock.
Wait, what?
If you wear the glitter, you put all
I do.
He's dressed like Ziggy Stardust right now. You can't see
For
it.
For those of you who don't know, I put on makeup every day. I got to look fancy. Got to look nice.
He's serious.
On top of dyeing his hair red.
Gotta not joking.
Gotta look
even.
Pretty.
Not even joking right now.
But, yeah, I mean, my musical taste is, it varies. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of black metal recently, getting into that again.
Noctuary.
Noctuary. You know, I actually do like...
Living Color.
Noctuary.
It was racist.
For those who don't know what he's saying, is Living Color was a band made of black men.
Hey, Aaron, I'm glad you explained the joke because it makes it funny.
Some of them might not know what you're talking about.
But Joey, I know you're listening still. You know what I'm talking about.
But I mean, like, yeah. Mahatma Gandhi. I just listen to a lot of stuff. Elvis is my favorite musician, so...
You mean singer, since he's not really that much of a
musician. I know,
musician.
He didn't really write much. Elvis Presley. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Elvis is amazing.
Who Aaron's named after. His actually name was supposed to be Elvis, and me and Nick fought for it for some reason.
They stopped
We
it.
Shouldn't have.
Oh, no.
It would have been so awesome.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Elvis.
It wouldn't have been.
Oh, I would have. It would have been horrible.
Because right now we'd have Elvis right here at the table. It'd be
awesome. That's true. Oh, God. It would have been horrible, but...
And then every time you introduce yourself, this is Elvis here, I'm all shook up right now. Do that every time.
Or when I leave, Elvis has left the building.
You know, ladies, I just want to be your teddy bear.
Oh, God. Oh, man. The amount of penis you'd get if your name was Elvis? My God.
That's horrible.
You'd be their teddy bear, get it?
Yes.
Yes, because I'd be gay if my name was Elvis.
Well, you'd also be a bear because you're big.
Wait. No, I meant bear like you're because you're a big man.
They're talking about me being the gay dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yes!
I'm saying that term for bear.
That's what's happening.
But anyways, yeah, I listen to a lot of stuff from gypsy punk rock to the Beatles. So.
That's a weird, I don't know, I guess. Yeah, James here. I primarily, since I was younger, I've always listened to high school metal and stuff. Slayer. I got into some
fucking Slayer.
That's probably one of my favorite bands, Slayer, Misfits, anything with Danzig. Cradle of Filth, Dissection, Hypocrisy, Noctuary. Death metal, I kind of got sick of and got bored with it. I did listen to Cannibal Corpse.
MC Hammer, Funky Headhunter.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really say besides Deicide.
Brujeria.
And Brujeria. Those were like two of the only real death metal bands I liked. Like now, I can't stand a lot of it. It's boring to me. I do love black metal, though. Lots of punk, Dead Kennedys, Minor Threat, stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's mostly a wide variety of music that people don't like anyway and say suck. But I'm glad Nick's talking and flirting with Travis because they are kind of boyfriends, so I appreciate it.
Why'd you say that?
Because you guys are fucking talking right now.
So? We're not...
You guys are holding hands under the table.
You know what you're talking about.
So, I like a lot of music and stuff, so it's great. That's all I got.
Is there any other questions?
Next question.
Wait, to answer the question, no, we do not agree.
But we do have a lot of, like, our tastes can...
Yeah, we have similar tastes.
Like, because I still like most of the bands
there's
that
no,
I heard
there's no actual
say.
Common denominator because of Abe.
No, and Yama, probably.
And Yama went to a Misfits.
Does everyone here like the Beatles?
Yeah.
Not Travis.
No, they're all right.
Travis.
Does everyone here like Elvis?
I don't love the Beatles, but...
Everyone here like Elvis?
Yeah.
Well, no one here...
I like Dark Elvis.
No one here is going to say Danzig sucks.
I like Dark Elvis.
They will.
That's a throw the table over moment.
Well, I mean, the last question was from Facebook, but it was, again, from Gary Cohen, who just said about... The boner inspections again, but he put it so well, I just want to read it real quick. Should BIs be something mandated by government, or is this something that individuals should be responsible for? Is this something that should be done on a federal or state level? How do you feel about same-sex BIs? And engorged is not an acceptable answer, neither is turgid. So,
he's saying that...
Should it be mandatory to have a boner inspection?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're in a group of dudes watching a porno.
No, but should the government enforce this? Or should it be them on a state level?
Who's inspecting the boners? Is it like...
Do you want to?
You're the bear. Are state troopers like coming through, like knocking on your door and like boner inspection time? Let me check.
Awesome.
This is like the SS coming to find...
Wait, but what happens if you do have a boner? Yeah. But dude, what if you lose your boner?
Well, you pass the inspection.
No, like if you have a boner, do you get fined?
Wait. What would actually constitute passing a boner inspection? Having one or not having?
Well, no, you can't have one because in your case, you pull that shit out, you stretch it, and say, "I don't got it." So they're like, "All right, you're good."
Like I'd imagine,
because if you do have it, it's like, you got one.
No, I imagine you need like a certain like license to operate your boner at a certain time. That would probably be what you need.
I think this is something that needs to
A boner permit.
All right. Well, let's start this up.
That's beautiful.
Let's get a boner permit. All right. Well, we'll be right back.
.com.
Is there HTTP?
I mean, you don't really have to type that in.
Oh, okay.
If you want to get technical, you can.
You don't even have to type in the www.
From there, you can get linked to our Facebook or the Book of Faces, as we call it.
No, that's what you call it.
Or as I call it, the Book of Faces.
Hellraiser, Book of Faces.
Oh, shit.
you just invented a new direct-to-DVD movie. Someone
contact Clive Barker, who apparently has AIDS from his boyfriend, which we found out this morning.
Ooh, how are you mentioning that?
Ooh!
Well, I mean, he's not here, and he has AIDS.
Or is he here? He
didn't take his airborne.
He's not listening.
And from there, you can go to our Book of Faces, and you can go to our Twitter, various Twitter
What should
accounts.
They do at the Facebook?
On the Facebook, they can leave comments. They can...
To what?
On our various
What's the opposite
comments.
Of unlike?
They can like our posts.
That's
there it is.
Or
like,
just like
the
page.
Like the page. Like our post. Post on there. Say what you want. Don't post dirty things.
Not if it's not
what
nice.
Are you talking? No one does that anyway. Now you're inviting that kind of behavior.
Okay. So just visit
theobscuredgentleman.com.
And I like to just do a few plugs. I'm plugging my band, Booger Shrapnel, my thrash band. That fell very flat.
No, it's well, because we're in the you're room. So self-conscious of it. We all enjoyed
That's
it.
Not
it
even,
happened
I don't have a band.
Mike.
But what I would like to plug actually
I
is...
I know when you explain your jokes, it makes them better.
I want to plug my friend's band.
Are you going to start crying?
They're...
You get emotional.
God damn it. They're a local band in the West Covina area. Their name is Psycho Killer. They're a hardcore punk band. They're a hardcore punk. They're a hardcore punk band. You can find them on.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, they're a hardcore punk band. You can find them on Facebook. Like them. Their music's actually pretty good. Their lead singer's name is Lord Doom.
Zach.
I'm throwing that out there.
Lord Doom.
Yeah, they even have a
Lord
song
Von
called
Doom.
Lord Doom. But yeah, so Psycho Killer.
Wait, are they gonna be talking about follow during one of their shows? Are they gonna announce you should go watch
No Free Rides? Gentleman.
No Free Rides.
My friend Tyler
whatever.
Is gonna he said he's gonna buy an Obscure Gentleman t-shirt and be wearing it while
Ten
he drums.
10 cents is coming your way, boys.
Woo!
So
And right now I'm wearing a Psycho Killer shirt because he's gonna wear it. No?
What?
I don't know.
So anyways, yeah, Psycho Killer and Abe, do you have anything to plug?
You just went backwards.
Quadratic.
That's how I do it. I'm crazy
well,
like that.
Closing it out, this that's is Abe. You can find me at Obscure Abe on Twitter. And also, in case anyone was wondering out there, I did find the quadratic formula. And it's negative B plus minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC over 2A.
How do you sing that in a
so,
song?
So eat it, Six Color Story.
No, I want to see her sing this song.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you to sing it. But
you tell her to eat it, then you say sing it.
Now sing it.
All right, well, and, I don't know how you're going to get this song most, but let's do this.
All right, go ahead, Nick.
You could follow me on Twitter at Obscure Nick.
Weren't you like Obscure Randall or something before?
No.
What were you before?
I was always, no? Yeah, I was. I think I was Obscure Randall.
Did you change the name?
Like Randall Baller or something.
No.
2315.
Forever. Randall Baller.
Forever.
Randall Basketball.
Randall Basketball. Something with basketball.
My name's Randall. I get made fun of because I enjoy sports.
No, he loves basketball.
I love basketball.
Yes, and he's swole. All right.
Yep.
Buck swole.
Okay, so what's going on?
Oh, yeah, and I want to also... plug Travis's sister 20 years ago. Hey yo!
Sean, just ignore that. Steph, if you happen to listen to this, or her husband, who is a fan of the stuff that we do sometimes.
I don't see him liking our page.
He's just saying it as a joke.
And that was Nick who said it anyway.
That was,
no
Nick.
One else
that was all
that.
Nick.
Nicholas.
No. Alright, go ahead, Travis.
Well, I guess you can follow me on Twitter, Obscure Trevor. also, if you happen to find yourself on iTunes, feel free to write a review of us on iTunes. preferably only if you like the podcast. If you don't like it, just
then you've listened to the third episode. I mean, come on, what's wrong with you?
I thought you were gonna tell them to eat a dick, but
well, then it can eat a dick as well.
There it is, edible.
What if they like eating dicks?
Well, Jesus. then eat a good point. Then eat a vagina.
If you like eating dicks, then eat a vagina.
What's a vagina? You don't hear that too often. Oh. That should be brought up. Man, eat a vagina, dog.
Why are gangsters always saying
that? Because, like, that's how I just think of it.
All right, so you're plugging eating dongs. Go ahead.
Beg pardon? No, just please write a review. Anyways, that's pretty much all I have.
Yeah, well, go ahead and go to... this is James, by the way, from The Obscure Gentleman. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter. At Obscure Gent, not Obscure Gents. I like to change it to confuse people. Also, go to our Facebook page, click like. iTunes, please leave a review if you would, kindly. Find Sunset Unlimited on the web. They have some music up there. It's Joey Fossen who does our... I call him Joey Fossen. Joey Van Fossen. He does all of our music. Very talented person, so go look him up. Also, look up some webcomics. Twext, of course. IMARG. Legacy Control and The Frumps. Thank you, Travis. Wow. We love The Frumps. So, yeah, go take a look at The Frumps. Titty Fuck My Taint, as the Frumps said. You can find out more awesome
stuff. I don't get that.
It's awesome.
No, I know. I love it.
But it's an exclamation.
Like, titty fuck my taint. That's what it gets you to think as well. Because you're like, wait, I can't titty fuck a taint. But it's a frump.
But I get like the motion they're doing. Like they're doing, I guess, holding it all together.
So you're
folding
it. It's like a subway sandwich.
There was no motion.
Wouldn't that just be a taint fucking?
It was an exclamation.
No, but you're doing it as if you're titty fucking.
Saeed, I'd like you to draw a diagram, if you would, please. And send it to us on how to titty fuck one's taint. So that's all I got. All
right, and this has been the Podskier Gentlecast. And as always, nice fucking model! Honk, honk!